This is Thanksgiving, and we do have, as already has been mentioned, we do have a great deal to be thankful for. I should have got myself organized before I came up here, I guess. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we're able to meet in this way here. We thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have blessed us with, and we have indeed have a great deal to be thankful for. We want to express our gratitude to you this morning for all the good things you have blessed us with. We have so much, and others around the world have so little. Make us grateful for the things we have and willing to share our prosperity with others who are in need. We don't claim to benefit from these blessings that you have bestowed upon us because we are deserving. We know we're unworthy, but you've blessed us in spite of our unworthiness, and we thank you for that. Now, Lord, we just pray that as we focus on Thanksgiving today, that you'll be here with us and that you'll be glorified in our midst. Send your Holy Spirit now to direct us as we focus on your word and on all the things we have to be grateful for. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to begin by reading Psalm 100. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. It says, well, maybe I'll give you a chance to find it. Psalm 100, we'll read the whole chapter. It's not a long chapter at all. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good, that it is he who made us, and we are his. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the chorus of a gospel song I listen to sometimes. I promise you I'm not going to sing it. The chorus of the song goes like this. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You give me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. In James 1:17, we read these words. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of change. So all the good things we receive are from God our Father above. Food, shelter, clothing, health, family and friends, and above all else, and this passage is probably referring more to the spiritual blessings we receive from the Lord. And we could go on and on of all the different blessings God has bestowed upon us. I read this on the internet a few days ago. It said, what would you do if you woke up tomorrow morning and all you had were the things that you gave thanks to God for yesterday? There's something to think about there. No matter who we are, we all have plenty of reason to be thankful. According to Matthew 5:45, where we read these words, so that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. So no matter who we are, good or evil, we receive blessings from the Lord. It's easy to be thankful when everything is going well. Our bellies are full, the gas tank is full, there's food on the table and in the pantry, and the house is warm, and there are no leaks in the roof. We relax comfortably in our easy chairs. We sleep well on our luxurious beds. The crops are in the granary. Our bank accounts are full, and our investments are growing, etc., etc. But we're thankful only. But if we're thankful only when we live on easy street, some of us may find ourselves on difficult street, and some of us have been there. And we could probably say most of us have been there, on difficult street, that is. Should we and can we still be thankful when that's where we find ourselves? Let's see what the Word of God says about thanksgiving, just a few passages. The Bible is filled with commands to give thanks to God. Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 107, verse 1 says the same thing. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 118, verse 1 again says the same thing. Chronicles 16:34. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his steadfast love endures forever." In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, we read, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Most verses go on to list reasons why we should thank him, such as his love endures forever, he is good, his mercy is everlasting. Thanksgiving and praise always go together. We can't adequately praise and worship God without also being thankful or grateful. Feeling and expressing appreciation is good for us. Like any wise father, God wants us to learn to be thankful for all the gifts he has given us, as we read earlier in James 1:17. It is in our best interest to be reminded that everything we have is a gift from him. Without gratefulness, we become arrogant and self-centered. We begin to believe that we have achieved everything on our own. Thankfulness keeps our heart in right relationship to the giver of all good gifts. Giving thanks also reminds us of how much we do have. Human beings are prone to covetousness. We want things that other people have. We tend to focus on what we don't have. By giving thanks continually, we're reminded of how much we do have. When we focus on blessings rather than wants, we're happier. When we start thanking God for the things we usually take for granted, our perspective changes. We realize that we could not even exist without the merciful blessings of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." We are to be thankful not only for the things we like, or the good things we get from our perspective, but for the circumstances that we don't like, that we might not feel comfortable in. Difficulties. Purpose to thank God for everything that he has allowed to come into our lives, we keep bitterness at bay. We cannot be both thankful and bitter at the same time. We do not thank him for evil, but that he is sustaining us through it. In James 1:12, We don't thank him for the harm he did not cause, but we thank him for giving us the strength to endure it. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. We thank him for his promise that all things will work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8, verse 28. We can have thankful hearts towards God even when we do not feel thankful for the circumstances. We can grieve and still be thankful. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful towards God. That is what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Giving thanks to God keeps our hearts in right relationship with him and saves us from a host of harmful emotions and attitudes that will rob us of the peace that God wants us to experience. Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13, not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and how to abound. And in every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, of abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He learned contentment, and if we're not grateful, we won't be content. Contentment and gratitude go hand in hand. Among his other attributes, God's sovereignty is something we need to be grateful for. The sovereignty of God simply refers to his rule over all things in the entire universe, from the alignment of the stars, and I'm not talking here about astrological alignment of stars, I'm just talking about how they function together, from the alignment of stars and planets, and orderly interaction of these heavenly bodies. I can't read my own writing here. And in the rest of creation, I was thinking this morning a little bit about how the human body works. It's an amazing thing, the way God created us, and all these things work together. And God is sovereign over these things. And Josh was just mentioning the election. And God, we know that God, we might not like the outcome of the election. We may not have appreciated the outcome of our last election here, but God is still sovereign over that. He's sovereign over the hand of the voter, I think. He's sovereign over how the universe works, how our bodies work, how our country works, and even over the minute details of our lives. Let's look at Jeremiah 32, verse 17. It says, O sovereign God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. Nothing is too hard for you. He can help us with anything. And if God is sovereign over the universe and the nations, he's also sovereign in our lives. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand. We see only our present circumstances, and sometimes we expect immediate results. We can't see the big picture as God sees it. Sometimes the circumstances we find ourselves in can look very difficult, and we think, does God even care? I found myself in a situation like that many years ago when we had lost everything we worked for 25 years, and I remember being on a commuter train between Toronto and Burlington, where we lived at the time, and I remember I was praying and I said to God, God, you don't even care about me. But I found out that's not the case at all. I later learned that even in those difficult times that we had, God still cared about us. And God had a purpose for what he did in our lives. But God can see the end from the beginning. He always has our long-term best interests at heart. And sometimes we can't understand. We don't see things in the long term the way he does. And we think this difficulty is a terrible thing, but really in the end, it'll be turn out to be for our benefit. That's what we read earlier in Romans 8:28. For we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, so that even when we're facing difficulty, God still has our best interest at heart. He knows what's good for us. He knows better than we do what's good for us. Let's remember that God always has our long-term best interests at heart, and it may not appear that way to us when we're facing difficult circumstances. God knows what he's doing. Let's be thankful for that too. In Colossians 1, verse 3, we read, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. So that's another thing we need to be thankful for, is each other here as believers. We need to learn to appreciate one another and to be thankful for one another and hold each other up in prayer. Above all else, we have reason to be thankful for the spiritual gifts we have been granted through the Lord Jesus Christ. His life, death, and his resurrection, as we are about to make remembrance of his broken body and shed blood on our behalf as we partake together of these elements, which remind us of his great and everlasting love for us. As we read in Mark 14:22-25, which we might hear again this morning. And as they were eating, he took bread, and after he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "This is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in the new kingdom of God."